This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has sent negotiators for truce talks in Cairo, but they did not go back for further talks. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
The Egyptian and Qatari mediated talks to try to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and secure the release of over 100 Israeli hostages have yet to produce results. A round of inconclusive talks in Cairo ended on Tuesday. Netanyahu said the demands included ending the war and leaving Hamas as it is.
They want to defeat Israel. Of course we will not agree to them. But when Hamas drops these delusional demands, we can move forward.
Hamas chief Ismail Haniya blamed Israel for a lack of progress in achieving a ceasefire deal in Gaza, the group said in a statement on Saturday. Haniya said Hamas would only accept a complete halt in fighting, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners serving long sentences in Israeli jails. Netanyahu again vowed that Israel will continue fighting until all goals are achieved.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented evidence that Hamas diverted U.N. aid deliveries to in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
A top U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented specific evidence for its claims that Hamas is diverting U.N. aid shipments entering Gaza. The envoy adds that Israel's recent killings of Gaza police commanders who escort truck convoys have made it impossible to safely distribute goods. Even before the latest setback, the U.S. has said that the aid reaching Gaza is just not enough. Meanwhile, charities are cooking for many displaced people in the region due to severe food shortages amid the ongoing war. Israel has repeatedly accused Hamas of diverting aid, including fuel, once it reaches Gaza, a claim that UN aid agencies have denied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. Outgoing Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte called on his fellow Europeans at the Munich Security Conference to stop whining about what former U.S. President and current presidential candidate Donald Trump might do if he's reelected. VOA's Jeff Custer explains.
Trump this week sparked outrage in Europe, saying that if reelected in November, he would not defend NATO allies who fail to spend enough on defense. Speaking as part of a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Rutte said Europe should in any case be spending more on defense and wrapping up ammunitions production because defeating Putin in Ukraine is crucial for Europe. Rutte said European leaders need to focus on what they can control.
Stop moaning and whining and nagging about Trump. We do not spend more on defense or we ramp up ammunition production because Trump might come back. It's up to the Americans. I'm not an American. I cannot vote in the US and we have to work with whoever is on the dance floor. So we have to do this because we want to do this, because it is in our interest.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russian forces have taken complete control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the Kremlin on Saturday that Russian forces were now working to clear the final pockets of resistance at the Avdiivka coke and chemical plant, officials said in a statement. The announcement came the same day that Ukraine's military chief said he was withdrawing troops from the city, where outnumbered defenders battled a Russian assault for 4 months. The timing is critical as Russia is looking for a morale boost ahead of the second anniversary of its war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on researchers' efforts to find new plant sources for producing rubber.
Alternative crops are sprouting up as a way to fight climate change, like sorghum and cassava. Then there's dandelions that could one day replace rubber, as well as wayuli, which tire maker Bridgestone is interested in, says David Deering with the company's agro operations.
The reason that we're so interested in wayuli is because we need a domestic source of natural rubber.
He says it uses a lot less water than crops like corn, cotton, alfalfa, and wheat.
All those crops use more water than wayuli does. So it's really kind of the perfect crop that will fit into a farm setting, allowing the grower to make decisions about their other crops.
I'm Julie Walker.
French President Emmanuel Macron says recognizing a Palestinian state is not a, quote, taboo for France. He spoke amid growing international frustration with Israel's actions in Gaza and other Palestinian territories. France and the EU have long supported a two-state solution in the Mideast, but as part of a negotiated settlement. Talks are stalled, and some European countries are voicing support for recognizing Palestine sooner. France is unlikely to take such a decision unilaterally, but France holds important diplomatic weight as one of just five permanent members of the UN Security Council. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.